What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Anime Corner Podcast. I'm your host, James. Sorry about last week. There was an episode. I had a crazy week at work. And, with everything going on, I just didn't have a chance or time to really record. But I apologize. Hopefully, these next few weeks will kind of calm down. I actually look for a new job because it's fucking ridiculous. Excuse my language, but yeah. So that's why we didn't have an episode last week. I was just insanely busy and insanely tired. So I apologize again. Today, we're going to be talking about summer 2024, which I know some of them have already come out. This was the episode for last week, so we can get into it. But first, you know, current watches. And I think I only have like one thing of news, to be honest. There's nothing insanely crazy going on. But what I've been watching, so lately, this past week or so, I've been on the Alien kick. So I started with the first Alien from 1979, I believe, and I skipped Alien 2 on accident just because my Hulu was just going and I wasn't paying attention, and it jumped to Alien Resurrection. And then after watching that one, I watched Prometheus, the prequel, and then Alien Covenant. I'm gonna go back and watch the other ones. I didn't finish the first Alien either, kind of fell asleep at the end of it, but I digress. Either way, I'm gonna go back and watch it. But I've been watching all the Aliens just because the new Alien, Romulus, I believe that's what it's called, is coming out sometime soon. I don't even know what day it is that it comes out, but I know it's sometime soon. So I just thought I'd get a rewatch through with all these movies. Oh, it's not coming out till August, so I had time, but either way, I still rewatched them. I haven't seen them in a while. I don't even remember the first Alien for the most part. All I remember distinctly is Alien Resurrection because of that weird human-alien hybrid. And I think that's the only one I really, really remembered. I know I've seen all of them, but it was many, many years ago. So, been watching that. And I recently just started Shangri-La Frontier. I held back on that one just because I felt like it was going to be better as a binge than just to watch week by week. So started that, and so far so good. I was expecting kind of like he's getting trapped in the game or something, but he's just playing the game, which that's fine. That's not a problem, but I just expected something else. But it's still pretty good. I like his way he figures out the game and stuff, and he's not like overpowered. He runs into this legendary, I guess, kind of mythical animal in the game, and he doesn't automatically beat it. I like that. I don't always care for, you know, the overpowered character, especially if it's not like a complete isekai. It's just in the game. Because if it's an isekai, yeah, cool, whatever, be overpowered. But with this, he's just, you know, he's still got to level up and everything, and then he's going, getting these different quests and stuff because of how he ran into this entity, mythical beast, and he got cursed by it. So now he's getting different quests and stuff than the other players are getting. And now he has a bounty on his head, so we'll see how that goes. I think I'm on episode 4, maybe 3. I recently just started this, and yeah, so far so good. I'm really enjoying it. I just expected a Sword Art Online where he gets trapped in the game, because I didn't know anything about Shangri-La Frontier. I saw rumbles about it on Twitter when they had announced it, but I've never dove into the manga or anything like that. So I just decided to start it, and it's pretty good. What else have I been watching? Oh, you know, House of Dragon. I've been on that, rewatching Game of Thrones, because now I'm in that Westeros mindset. I rewatched the first season of House of the Dragon, and now I'm rewatching Game of Thrones. I think I'm on season 2, and they just stole Dany's dragons, so I'm on that too. Probably finish that by the end of the month. I love those type of stories, so just gotta go through it, you know. Excited for that just because next year they're coming out with Sir Duncan the Tall. I forget what that show's gonna be called, but it's another telling of Westeros, but of a knight. I forget everything about it. I'm reading the book right now, but I can't think of everything that's going on because I just started the book as well. But I'm excited for that, and you know, I'm a Game of Thrones head, so I'm excited for everything going on with that. And, you know, Twitter, social media going crazy when House of Dragon is going on. I'm recording this on a Sunday, so tonight will be episode 2, and I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of memes and stuff that is going to go around on Twitter, TikTok, and everything. So I love watching that as and being on social media and everything, just because of everybody being just super creative with the different memes and stuff, and it's pretty hilarious. I love that part of Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon. And yeah, I think that's really all I've watched, to be honest. Not a lot of anime, I know, but like I said, I've been super busy, so I'm lucky to even watch most of these movies and shows for news. So I'm pretty sure I mentioned this before, but Japanese voice actor for Sanji in One Piece got caught being a pedophile and stuff. So now he stepped down from the part of playing Sanji, and it's because somebody else is going to take over. Just because, you know, he is a weird guy and shouldn't be doing stupid shit like that. But there's that. I'm going to leave it at that. Scooby-Doo will begin an anime-inspired series. Don't know when. It's just, they just announced it. Everyone's trying to do their own spin on, you know, their, like, anime. Because I mentioned the last episode with all those different shows that are, you know, just regular TV shows, or they're already cartoons getting anime-inspired, quote-unquote, versions of it. Rick and Morty's gotten their stuff going. I forgot the other ones that I had talked about the other episode, but it's just, everybody's just trying to capitalize, you know what I mean? It's not a bad thing, but this is, I don't want it to be the same thing like Netflix does, and they just roll out all these random animes that nobody watches, or they watch a few, and they're not good. So, but Netflix, I think, is starting to learn their lesson and putting out better anime with the Delicious Dungeon. Baki's always been a hit for them, I believe. I don't even know what other Netflix anime are out there. I don't even have Netflix anymore, so I couldn't even tell you. I need to get it back, but I'm only paying that, what is it, $16 or something like that, and I do not want ads on Netflix. So, yeah, I'll, you know, give my girls Netflix or something, who knows. Anyway, that's not the point. But that's really all the news. There's nothing really. Oh, I almost forgot. So they announced that Demon Slayer, the last arcs or so, is going to be 3 movies instead of, you know, just seasons. Now, I understand it's a business, but 3 movies? No telling when the hell we're going to get the movies over here. Because the Japanese release compared to American release is always different. Sometimes they may release at the same time, but I doubt it. Because when we got Mugen Train, we didn't get over here till another year later. So I hate that they're doing it that way. I know why, but it's just, I don't know, it's just lame to me. Just capitalizing, trying to make all the money they can while they can. And that's the thing I'm talking about with these American companies just trying to put their own twist of anime and stuff. Anime companies in Japan are just trying to capitalize on all the money they can make in theaters and, you know, ticket sales and figures and whatever else. It's just, that's just lame. I mean, I get it. It's a part of the business, but I don't know. I think it's just lame. But that's just me. Oh, and excited for the Lord of the Rings anime movie that's going to be coming out in December. I don't know if I mentioned that the last episode, but I've seen a few shots of the anime, and it looks really good. I'm excited to see it. It reminds me of, what is that that show called? Lotus War? It reminds me a lot of that with the art style and stuff. So, anyway, summer season is here. I believe there's like maybe a few shows already going. I'm not too sure, but I'll give you a rundown of what's going to be coming out and what I'll be watching. So we can go ahead and just jump into that. Now, bear with me because there's a lot of shows. I'm not going to go through all of them, but there's a lot of summer shows coming out. And I don't know. I feel like there's going to be a lot that I might want to watch. So anyway, let's get into it. So Oshinoko Season 2 coming out. It's going to be dropping July 3rd. So that's what, 2 weeks from now, I believe. So Oshinoko fans, Season 2 is right there, already showing up. I didn't think it was going to be that quick of a turnaround, because the first season came out, what, in winter, I believe? Maybe fall? I'm not too sure, but excited for that. I read I was reading Oshinoko before the anime started, and I kind of stopped just because I like to let the chapters build up. And then when the anime dropped, I was like, you know what? I can deal with the anime. And I haven't come back to the manga. They really did their thing on the first season, so I'm excited to see the second season coming out. Now, this one, I don't know. Some people are anticipating it, some people are not. It's a mixed bag for how you feel about season one. I enjoyed it, but that's just me. I don't know. I've seen other people that enjoyed it, but I've seen a lot of people hate on it as well. But Tower of God Season 2, this will be dropping July 7th. I need to go back and rewatch it just because it's been, what, 4 years? I think it came out in 2020, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong. I think it was that, because it was that time where Crunchyroll was just dropping all kinds of just mangas as anime. Yep, 2020, from April 2nd to June 25th. So it's been 4 years since Tower of God. So yeah, it's definitely time for a rewatch, because I do not remember anything. I just remember Rachel being terrible, and I don't even remember the main character's name. Look at that, see? I need to go rewatch it, definitely. What was his name? Bam. That's his name. Or Bon? Bam? One of those. Bam and Coon, and then Rack. What is that? Crocodile? Humanoid? I don't know. Anyway, Rachel's still trash, I believe. So, it is what it is. I'm ready for that show. Now, like I said, it's a mixed bag, because some people really love Tower of God. Some people really thought it was just slow and boring. I'm in the camp of it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Made me start reading the manga for a little bit. And then I saw that it was like 400 chapters. And I said, I do not have time for this. Because at the time, I was reading One Piece, Demon Slayer, Chainsaw Man, Attack on Titan, and a few other IPs that I don't remember at the moment. But that was 2020, just was the world was in disarray, so all I had was time, and I was reading a lot of things. Anyway, beside the point. On to the next one, and I think I've mentioned this before in a different episode that they announced it, but Aya Sometimes Hides Her Feelings in Russian. This will be coming out July 3rd, and I don't think I've read up the synopsis before, but I'll read it to you again. Aya is a transfer student enjoying popularity at her new high school, often sporting a coach order while earning high marks in class. She ignores her nerdy classmate, Kuze Masachika, except for when she blurts out flirtatious lines to him in Russian. Little does she know, Kuze understands Russian, though he pretends not to. Let's see where this wacky love story takes them. Now, I like that premise that she's just saying flirty stuff in Russian and he understands Russian, so I bet it's going to be a lot of mischief and stuff. It's high school setting, so you know how those go. They can't hold hands without, you know, a flush of the face and all that good stuff. But I still like these type of stories, so I'm excited to watch it. And then on to the next, the Suicide Squad Isekai. Now, this is done by what studio? Oh, I probably should have said the other studios that are doing this. Oshinoko is Doga Kobo. I do not know that studio, so I apologize. Maybe, yeah, Doga Kobo. Don't know what they've done. Let's see what we got. Anything I recognize? Oh, it's not even going to show. Oh, there it goes. So they've done Jellyfish Can't Swim at Night. Oh, interesting. Technoroid Overmind. Shikamori is Not Just a Cutie. RPG Real Estate. When Senpai is Annoying. Osamaki Rom-Com Where the Childhood Friend Won't Lose. Oh, so they've done a few things. I recognize a lot of these shows. I did not know that it was Doga Kobo. So that's interesting. Did not know that. I'm going to have to check out some more of their work, because I like a lot of the shows that they put out. And Tower of God is the Answer Studio. Don't know what that is. I'm guessing it's like a Crunchyroll studio or something. They've done City Hunter, the movie Angel Dust in 2023. Road to You. They've done a lot of work that I have no idea. Gogo 13 in 2008. Yeah, no idea about this studio, so we'll see how that goes. And then Aya is Doga Kobo is as well. So back, Suicide Squad with studios. So this one, summary. The crime-ridden city of Gotham, Amanda Waller, the head of Argus, has assembled a group of notorious criminals for a mission. Harley Quinn, Deadshot, Peacemaker, Clayface, and King Shark. These supervillains are sent into an otherworldly realm that's connected to this world through a gate. It's a world of swords, magic, where orcs rampage and dragons rule the skies. An isekai. With lethal explosives planted in their necks, there's no running or hiding, and failing the mission means a one-way ticket to the afterlife. Can Harley Quinn and her crew conquer the perilous Isekai realm? Brace yourself for the pulse-pounding saga of the elite task force known as the Suicide Squad as they embark on a jaw-dropping adventure. So, yeah, basically, every Suicide Squad mission. But this time, just Isekai. So, I mean, I'm not mad at it, but I know what we're doing. We're trying to get the comic book people into, you know, anime. I mean, which is anime and manga or cartoons and what's called comics. But I see what we're doing. And I mean, the artwork is kind of weird to me, but it might just be the lighting and everything within the trailer. So it could be completely different when it drops. And it drops on June 27th. So this is starting next week. 10 episodes. I'm going to watch it, but I don't know how I'm going to feel about it. I mean, Isekai, yeah, you got me there. Superheroes, cool. But I always go back to Batman's Ninja, in which I do not like that CGI in it. But again, this is just me. So I'm going to give it a chance regardless, but I don't expect a lot from it, if you know what I mean. So moving on. So this is JC Staff and anime/ manga has been gone for a while. I forgot the last season when it came out. The last season of this, 2019, so it's been a few years, but Fairy Tail 100 Year Quest. Now, I said on this pod multiple times, I'm a big Fairy Tail fan. I don't care what the haters say. So I'm super excited for this. It's probably going to be a binge show, though. I'm going to let it build up because watching Fairy Tail week to week sounds crazy. I don't even know how many episodes it's going to be, so I'm excited for it. But synopsis, Natsu, Lucy, Happy, Urza, and the whole Fairy Tail Guild are back in action. They decided to tackle the 100 years quest. A job no one's dared take on since the founding guild more than a century ago. A mysterious town, a baffling spirit, a ghastly new enemy, and a brand new continent to explore. When you're with real friends, the adventure never stops. Boom, Fairy Tail's back. I'm excited. And I know, people hate Fairy Tail. It's the power of friendship and stuff, but I love that shit. I don't care. I enjoy that stuff. Well, at least with Fairy Tail. It's not every anime and stuff, but I'm excited to see this crew back. I watched it all in dub, so I'm probably gonna have to wait until the dub, unless it's, what is it called? Oh my gosh, I can't think of the word right now. Anyway, but probably gonna have to wait till a few episodes stack up so I can binge those, and then, you know, the English dub. So excited for Fairy Tail. And I mentioned this before as well, and this is Studio Durian. And it's Look Back by Fujimoto, the mangaka for Chainsaw Man. Now, this is coming out, and it's a movie, I'm sorry, and it's coming out June 28th, so next week as well for Japan, at least. I don't know when we're getting it, but that'll be coming out. Ayumi Fujino is a fourth grader who draws a manga strip for school newspaper. Her art makes her the star of the class, but one day she's told that Kiyomoto, a student who refuses to come to school, would also like to submit a manga for their paper. And that's all we got. I know how the story goes because I've read the one shot, but going into it, it's gonna, I don't know, I shouldn't say that, but I believe it's gonna be really good. One of those anime movies you're gonna keep going back to, like A Silent Voice and Weathering With You and movies like that. I think it's gonna be one of those. I might be assuming big things from it, but that's just me. The next movie that when they do it for Fujimoto, Goodbye Eri, I think I'll be a little bit bigger. That was my favorite one shot from Fujimoto, so I'm excited for this. Still don't know when we're getting it, but maybe they'll drop it in the US the same time as it drops in Japan, but no telling. We shall see. And on to the next, and I think this is already airing if I remember correctly. Yes, it came out on June 21st. So this is the Code Geass. I don't know if it's like, what is it called, a new story or what's going on with it, but it's Code Geass Rose of the Recapture. It's Studio Sunrise, and it came out on the 21st, so it's like 2 days ago from this past Sunday. So year 7 of the COVID period in the former Hokkaido block occupied by the Neo-Britannia Empire live mercenary brothers known as Nameless Mercenaries. The eldest, Ash, has excellent athletic ability and advanced nightmare frame controlling skills, while the youngest, Rose, is clear-headed and oversees intel gathering and devises strategies. Due to an impregnable wall of energy called the Situpe Wall, for 4 years, the 100th Empire, who stopped the Black Knight's liberation plan in Calus Britannia, has been trying to plunge the world into chaos once again with the help of his servant, Norland, and his Enberg Knights. Upon receiving a request, Rose and Ash, along with the Seven Shining Stars Resistance Group, confront the Empire to recapture Princess Sakuya. So I guess it's just a different story. And it says ONA, 12 episodes, but it says part 1 releasing theatrically on May 10th, part 2 releasing theatrically June 7th, and part 3 releasing July 5th, and final part August 7th. So I'm confused, because it's ONA with 12 episodes. I guess they also release his movies in Japan, but they're just giving this to us in as a show. Interesting. But Code Geass fans, I don't know if y'all still watch Code Geass or y'all just stick to the first two seasons, but new Code Geass is out. I haven't watched the new stuff either, because I know there's been like a movie and some other things after the first two seasons, but I haven't watched anything past Lelouch and everything, so maybe I'll go check it out and see if it's good or at least a little decent, but I have no idea. I have not watched any of this other stuff. So, on to the next. Our Last Crusade or the Rise of the New World Season 2. I believe I watched like part of the first season of this show, but I have yet to go back. It's done by Silverlink. And if I remember correctly, they're like on different sides of a war. And they just happen to, you know, happenstance run into each other when they're off duty and stuff, and kind of like start falling for each other. And then they find out that they are the person that they ran into like at the park or whatever. Now, I could be wrong, but that's just what I think it was. I haven't finished the first season. And oh yeah, I am correct, because the first season synopsis: embroiled in a 100-year war, young Iska is sent to assassinate the Ice Calamity, which I'm just gonna call it Alice, that's a weird name, meant to murder each other. And their intel encounter on the battleground creates doubt in their mission, but finding common ground together would make the traitors to their own countries. Those circumstances previously made them enemies, their now conflicted hearts may just make them lovers. Oh, I was spot on with that. But again, I haven't finished the first season, and that was back in 2020 of October, so I may just have to start the show over. But season 2 for that will be coming out, and it's dropping in July 11th. On to the next. Kimi ni Todoke from Me to You, season 3. I am reading everything completely wrong today. Production IG. Now, this is the third season. I've never seen in the show, but I know people are really big fans of it. Give you this summary. Although she struggles with her blossoming feelings, Sawako comes to terms with herself and tells Kazehaya how she feels about him. Attracted by Sawako's unnoticed efforts and genuine personality, Kazehaya also cannily makes his feelings known. Thus, their new relationship begins. Their first date, their school life together, joy, embarrassment, new struggles. Everything is fresh and new as the couple awkwardly and gradually learn more about one another, all while their friends' love stories begin to take shape as well. This bittersweet, poignant story of young couple people pulling from their romantic feelings and dear friendships begins once more. Now, I believe this show is on Netflix. I think it might be on Crunchyroll as well. I'm gonna have to jump into this since this sounds kind of interesting. I love watching those rom-coms. I don't mind it be a rom-com, it might just be romance, but I'm down for it. I always see it on social media and everything, but I've never like decided to watch it. But I think I may go ahead and try to check it out. I'm gonna do it. Now, for you My Hero fans, the fourth installment movie is coming out. My Hero Academia, the movie, you're next. Now, it doesn't give me a summary, it just says the fourth installment comes out August 2nd, done by Studio Bones. Now, I've seen the trailer and stuff, and they're fighting like an Ian of All Might, so yeah. There's that. It shows you how much I'm a My Hero fan. Sorry, My Hero fans. It's time to wrap it up. That's all I'm saying. Now, this one, I don't know if you've been on social media and seen this meme. This show hasn't even came out yet, but the damn memes for it have been going crazy all over TikTok and everything. My dear friend, Nokotan. Now, girl meets elk girl, and chaos ensues. No one knows Tarako used to be a delinquent. All of her classmates only know her as the perfect student, but everything changes when Nokotan, a transfer student with antlers, enters her life. Antlers aren't the only thing that things change about Nokotan. Her deer nose can sniff out Tarako's secret past, whether it is at school or the zoo. Chaos follows this doe-eyed girl's every step. Tarako has so many questions. Is Nokotan a deer, a girl, or something in between? Now, the meme for it is just everywhere with the damn song. I don't even know if this is the opening song or what, but it's just been all over social media. It comes out July 7th, and it is done by Wit Studio, so you know it's going to look good. I'm excited for it. It looks freaking hilarious. It reminds me a lot of, what is that show called? I can't even think of it right now. Goodness. Konosuba, goodness gracious. I cannot think of the song. It reminds me a lot of that, just the just crazy humor and everything. So I'm excited to see how that goes. Goodness, there's a lot of shows for summer. I'm not going through all these, but we're gonna keep on pushing. So Monogatari series off in Monster Season. Studio Chef. Now, this is a sequel to the final story arc of the Monogatari series. From the past to the future, the story continues. Now that he has graduated from high school, Koyomi Aragari's story ends here. His story is truly over now, but the story of the girls Koyomi saved their stories are not over yet. That was a weird sentence. This is the prequel or the sequel to their stories and their struggles. Oh, I see what they did with that. Okay, now that sense makes sense. Comes out July 6th. Now, I haven't watched the Monogatari series. Don't kill me. I think I watched maybe 6 episodes of, what was that one? Bono Monogatari? I think that's what it was. But I just couldn't get into it. I do want to go back and start it again, just because I think there is some interesting points about it, but it's just me paying attention, and that's just on me. So I really want to go rewatch it, and I also need to figure out like what the order is for this show, because I know there's like different stories that go along with it. Was the Monogatari series, and I don't know if the one I watched was like the beginning or what. So I need to figure out how to watch it, or y'all hit me up on IG or something. Give me the list of how to watch the Monogatari series, because I'm interested. And like I said, I think it was Bono Monogatari. I didn't finish it, but that was just on me. So I want to go back and watch it. So if y'all do that for me, I appreciate it. Now on to the next. Show's called No Longer Allowed in Another World, and it's done by Atelier Potdart. I've never heard of them. But pulled into an otherworldly adventure with a cute sidekicks and superpowers, you think Asamu hit the jackpot? Nope. From time before Pixels, the early 20th century, gloomy Arthur just wants to find a quiet place to meet his maker, not to rack up XP. Sadly, his poetic demise is constantly thwarted by inconvenience. Heroics dive into the hilarious tragic life of the most reluctant hero, Isekai. Yeah, sign me up. I'm down for it. It comes out July 9th. Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be Isekai with a harem, magic, you know, the works, you know, how Isekais go. I do not know a lot about this show, so I don't even know if it's a manga or not. Oh, there it is. Yes, it is a manga. Or is it a light novel? Let's see. Yeah, it's a manga. Interesting. But I'm interested in it. I'm ready to see that. Now, I didn't watch this show, but I heard a lot of people were big on it when the first season came out. But Nier Ultima, Vir 1, 1A, Core 2. Oh, it's not. It's just a Core 2. So, I know this used to be a video game, or still is a video game. And I've heard good things about the animation, and also bad things about the animation when they had to take a break and fix things and stuff, and they took like a hiatus before dropping the rest of the show. So don't know how this is gonna go, but I mean, A1 Pictures, maybe they figure things out. But the year is, what is this year, 11,954. Yara soldiers 2B and 9S are newly dispatched to Earth to carry out and support the 243rd descent operation. There, they succeed in destroying the machine lifeform core units, Adam and Eve. With the annihilation of these enemies, the Army of Humanity takes their chance to end this long-lasting war and decides on an all-out attack against the machine lifeforms. This is the record of the battles and hopes of androids and the fate which dictates them all. As war rages on, Unit 2B and the others like her question their role. Reclaiming the planet will take sacrifice, and how much more can they give, and is the humanity worth the cost? It sounds interesting. I like the thumbnail for it. Like I said, I don't know a lot about this. I know it's a video game, and the first season they kind of do like the different endings of the video game on each episode. So near fans, you're getting your core 2 coming out July 5th. So about 2 weeks. I may dip into this and see what it's about. Now let's keep it moving on to Pseudo Harem by Studio Nomad. EJ Kitayama joins the drama club with dreams of having a harem like the ones from his favorite manga. Rin Nakakura, an underclassman, finds herself crushing hard on EJ and tries on different personas in his prisons to win him over. No matter how she acts, one thing is certain, her feelings for EJ's continue to grow stronger. Will she ever be able to tell him the truth and be herself? So this is, you know, the high school slice of life rom-com that you always get every year. I don't know if I'll check this one out. This one doesn't seem to be catching my eye as much as, like, you know, other slice of life comedies. But maybe I'll check out a few episodes and see how I feel about it. But from the trailer and everything, I don't know. We'll see. Now we're moving on to Shoshimin, How to Become Ordinary by Lapin Trek. The story centers around Jogoro Kobato, who wishes to live a quiet and ordinary life after a painful experience. Hiri and Yuki Osane form a mutual beneficial relationship. As Yuki wants the same thing, they start high school as classmates with a plan to spend their peaceful days as ordinary people. But unfortunately, they keep getting wrapped up in mysteries, disasters as they happen one after another. This seems like a rom-com as well. And it's, well, this, the tags are male protagonist, school detective, food and school club, and the genre is mystery. So I'm guessing there's some type of detective mystery going on as well, as you know, in high school. So now I'm down for this just because it has mystery in it. I was almost wrote it off, but I see mystery. Yeah, sign me up. I'll check it out. This one comes out July 7th. And it is also, I believe, an original anime, it looks like. Yep, an original work. So I will check this one out and see what it's about. On to the next. This is by Science Saru, The Colors Within. Totsuko is a high school student with the ability to see colors of others. Colors of bliss, excitement, serenity, plus a color she treasures as her favorite. Kimi, a classmate at her school, gives off the most beautiful color of all. Although she doesn't play any instrument, Totsuko forms a band with Kimi and Rui, a quiet music enthusiast. They meet at a used bookstore in a far corner of town. As they practice at an old church on a remote island, music brings them together, forming a friendship and stirring affections. Will they discover their true colors? Now this is a movie. Comes out August 30th. For Japan, at least. Don't know when we're getting it, but I am super interested in this. I like those coming of age type of stories, and she sees colors. That's interesting as well. And I love Science Hour's work with their different animation styles and artwork. So I'm down to check this out whenever we get it over here. But on Mal, it's the most popular movie at number 10. It looks like a lot of people are excited to check it out when it does come out. So yeah, I wish we would get a date for when we get these type of movies in the States, but it happens. It's whatever. On to the next. Senpai is an otokonoko. Can true love really overcome any obstacles? Saki, a high school student, confesses her feelings to Makoto. Taken aback, Makoto reveals his secret, but the sudden discovery doesn't seem to bother Saki, who is already head over heels for him. After being rejected, Saki asks Ryuji Makoto's childhood friend for some advice on how to win his heart. A love triangle unfolds when Ryuji realizes that he might also have feelings for his old friend. They're both girls. Is it this friend a guy? But no, it's a girl. Had me confused for a second. I'm still kind of confused. Hold on. Sorry about that. So it's gonna be a love triangle. Yeah, sign me up. I love watching. Oh wait, no, look at this. Yeah, I knew I wasn't tripping. Cross-dressing, coming of age, LGBTQ plus themes, male protagonist, film boy, Josai, bisexual, primary teen cast. I wasn't reading that wrong. Had me losing my mind for a second. Yeah, I'm down to watch this love triangle. I love messy stuff like that. It's a webtoon. This one comes out July 5th. I thought I was tripping over my words reading that over and over again. Yeah, sign me up for this. I want to see this. I don't know much about it besides the trailer and everything, but it'll be on Crunchyroll in July 5th, like I said. So on to the next. Now, the show that I'm looking forward to as well, Cafe Terrace and His Goddesses Season 2. I love the first season, so I'm glad that Season 2 is coming out so quick, by Tezuka Productions. And I know a lot of people didn't like the show as much, but I'm a big fan of these type of shows, like Quintessential Quintuplets, My Teen Romantic Comedy Snafu, things of that nature. So, second season of it coming out on July 5th as well. A familiar cafe terrace opens once again, with the rival restaurants opening right next door. Oh, they're about to be fighting with another restaurant? Yeah, okay, cool. I'm down for that. Now, Monoke Karakasa. Now, this is the 15th anniversary for this movie, so they're dropping, I guess, like a retelling or something. It doesn't give me really any summary, because the other one is just called Mononoke, but this one is Mononoke Karakasa. So I'm gonna check this out. I've always looked at the first ones, and I've never pulled the trigger to watch it, but I'm down to check this out once I watch the first one. On to the next. Now, see, this one is weird because it says summer, but this came out May 24th, and that's why I put it on the back burner. But then I saw it on Crunchyroll the other day, and I was like, wait a minute, I thought this was coming out later in the season. But Dead Dead Demons Dead 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 Destruction. As the world is threatened by a sudden appearance of mysterious alien mothership, best friends Koyama, Kato, and Nagawa Oden, that's a crazy name, carry on about their high school life, but as they grow up, they face existential questions learning adulthood's complexities and that the true threat may not be from above. Now, I know I gave this synopsis for spring, but I guess it's just bleeding into summer. No, it doesn't give me the episode count, never mind. That's weird. But this is also a summer show, question mark? So I guess I need to check that out, because obviously it's already gone. Okay, so there's, like I said, there's a ton of shows for summer, so we're about to cut this down a little bit, because goodness gracious, Netflix series is dropping the Terminator Zero anime production IG. 2022, a future war has raged for decades between the few human survivors and the endless army of machines. 1997, the AI known as Skynet gained self-awareness and began its war against humanity. Caught between the future and this past is a soldier sent back in time to change the fate of humanity. She arrives in 1997 to protect a scientist named Malcolm Lee, who works to launch a new AI system designed to compete with Skynet's impending attack on humanity. As Malcolm navigates the moral complexities of his creation, he's hunted by an unrelenting assassin from the future, which forever alters the fate of his three children. 8 episodes starting August 29th. I'm always down for Terminator stuff. I know like a few of the movies weren't great, but I was still a Terminator fan, so I'm excited to check that out. Alright, what else do we want to talk about? Bye Bye Earth. In a world of anthropomorphic animals, Belle LeBlanc was born as only human being. Having no fangs, fur, or scales, she is called the Faceless, and she lived a long, lonely life with no one else she could identify with. I want to be a part of this world, quote unquote. With such longing in her heart, she dies to set out on a dream to find her roots. Carrying the Runding, a great sword as tall as she is, she doesn't know how many adversities await her along the way. So she's the only human in this world of anthropomorphic animals. This is by Leading Films, comes out July 12th. I'm interested. Sign me up. It looks like it's an original work as well from the trailer. It looks interesting. Yeah, that sword's hella big from watching the trailer. But I don't know. It reminds me a lot of what is that show called? Reincarnated as a Sword, but just because of the big ass sword she's carrying. That's really about it. But I'm interested in just how she navigates this world with that are like these animal humans or whatever. But anyway, on to the next. My wife has no emotion. I believe I talked about this a few episodes ago, but this show will be coming out July 2nd by Tezuka Productions. Takuma is a single guy who does nothing but go to work and come home. To the suitor to do his chores, he decides to get a robot to cook and keep house. Mina-chan is such a good housekeeper, Takuma jokes that she should become his wife. Mina takes Takuma's jokes seriously, and slowly the two start doing more than things together. Like having picnics outside as times go by, starts to fall for Mina. But can a human and robot ever have an equal loving relationship? Oh, what is that anime called from a while back? Plastic Love, I believe. This reminds me a lot of that. Just because she's a robot and they've fallen for each other and stuff. I'll watch it. I don't know how good it's gonna be, but I'm down to clown. I'll check it out for sure. And we'll do two more and then we'll close this episode out. Plus Side is Elf by Studio Elias. Naoi-kun, a massage therapist, is about to head home for the day when he's saddled with a rather strange patient. This lovely lady has emerald eyes, pointy ears, and grew up in the forest. Everything about her screams elf, except for one thing, her bodacious body. Turns out she lets her well but loves junk food in this one, and now her obsession has caught up with her. Can Naoi-kun help this lovable elf girl lose weight and keep it off? Comes out July 7th. These pictures of it, of this girl, is hilarious, and the trailer's freaking crazy. She's a hefty girl, but I'm down for this. It is comedy, kind of like an isekai too, but comedy slice of life fantasy and a little etchy. So if you don't like etchy, I would steer clear, but I doubt it's gonna be super bad. I'm excited for it. I just like this type of comedies, slice of life comedies, when it's just, you know, shenanigans and stuff like that. Kind of like The Devil's a Part-Timer season one. We're not gonna talk about season two because it was just okay, but that's what it kind of reminds me of. Now, on to the next. Makin, Too Many Losing Heroines. Kazuhiko Nakamizu is a high school boy content to blend in with the background mob until he witnesses his more popular classmate, Ana Yanami, get dumped by her childhood friend. He felt like he had to try to comfort Yanami, but this led to him to becoming entangled with other girls who have met defeat at love. Interesting. This comes out July 14th. It's a female heroine, school club, male protagonist, and unrequited love. So it's probably gonna be a crazy harem. I'm down for stuff like that, but I don't know. It doesn't seem super crazy like these other harems and stuff, like The Goddess and the Terrorist and all that stuff. It's done by A1 Pictures. I'm gonna check it out just because I'm interested, but from the trailer and everything, it just looks okay. I could be tripping. Again, these are just my opinions on these shows, so if you can go in there and just watch whatever you want or feel how you feel about them. This is just how I feel about going off of the trailers and everything, so don't attack me and say these shows are great and the manga is good. I don't know that. I've never read these mangas, and the show could be good. It's just, I'm just going off of the trailer and the thumbnails, so don't attack me. Anyway, last show, Why Does Nobody Remember Me in This World, done by Project Number 9. Why does no one remember me and remembers the true world? The era when the great race of the five tribes competing for hegemony on the ground ended with the victory of mankind, led by a hero, Cid. However, that world has suddenly overwritten in front of a boy, Kai. In the rewritten world, Kai saw the scenes where him is lost to the five tribal wars because of the absence of hero Cid. Here, dragons and demons dominate the ground, and Kai's forgotten existence from all human beings However, after encountering the mysterious girl Rin, Kai decides to break this rewritten destiny in a world without heroes. He inherits the hero sword and martial art and challenges the mighty enemy races who reign. This starts July 13th. I'm kind of interested in this. It's alternate universe, demons, post-apocalyptic. Always down for post-apocalyptic shows, as long as they're good. The thumbnail kind of has me wary though. It kind of looks just like your run-of-the-mill type of heroines that are OP, because he knows, you know, the older world, so he knows how to be stronger in this world type of beat. I hope I'm wrong, but the synopsis, it sounds pretty great, so I'm gonna check it out. I think I said that for like every show though, so I'm gonna give you five of what I really will watch, and the other ones I'll just, you know, just check out as I go. So my wife is No Emotion. I just want to see how that shakes out, so I'll watch that one. Let's see. Oh yeah, The Cafe Terrace and His Goddesses, definitely season two, watching that. I'm not gonna do with the main ones like Tower of God and anything, because that's, I'm gonna watch that regardless, so I'm gonna keep that out of my top five that I'm gonna watch. My Dear Friend Nokatan, I'm gonna watch that, so that's three. Let's see, Suicide Squad four, and let's see, and I guess I'll do that one to give y'all five. Why Does Nobody Remember Me in This World? Those are going to be the five that I will keep for sure updated with. Everything else I will just watch. Well, Oshinoko and Tower of God, like I said, I'll be watching that regardless. But those are the five that I'll be just keeping updated with for throughout the summer season for sure, with those other two. Maybe a few more. Just depends. If I hear a little bit about these other shows, I may pick up a few more. I still need to finish spring stuff. I got a backlog of backlogs of backlogs, I'm telling you, but I'm gonna check these out, and I'm excited for the summer season. Like I said, there was a ton of shows for summer this year. I don't know if summer's ever been that this stacked of shows, not like stacked like great shows, but just this many shows in general. I feel like it has a ton of it, and I'm pretty sure fall and winter are probably gonna be the same way. But as we go through anime, you know, it just keeps on growing, and people just want to keep putting out things and, you know, making money and keep making these shows and stuff. So I mean, I get it. It's just a lot for anime fans to consume, with even with the seasons and everything. It's like tons and tons of shows, which I do like that, just because you can go through your different genres and you can pick things up and drop things if you're not messing with these many shows. So I'm glad it's kind of like that, but it also, it's kind of overwhelming at the same time, especially for a podcaster. You do want to watch everything and try to keep it, the audience updated, keep y'all updated and stuff, but goodness, there's a lot of show. I am one man. But like I said, those five I'll be for sure keeping up with, and I'm hoping these movies are gonna come out soon in theaters and here in the States soon, because I really want to watch Look Back. But anyway, this has been Anime Corner Pod, and I've been James. I will be like, it'll be regular scheduled episodes here going forward, unless something crazy happens with my job again, like it did last week. But let's pray it doesn't. And I'm hoping I will give y'all a manga rundown this month. Well, this month, excuse me, this week, if not this month, but the month's already about to be over. Anyway, I want to give y'all, push more content to y'all as much as I can. Just because I missed a week, so I feel bad for that. So I feel like y'all deserve another episode. Anyway, we'll keep pushing forward with it and keep rolling with the punches as much as I can. And thank y'all for always listening every week. I appreciate y'all. Share this, like it, subscribe to it, share it with your friends and everything. Also, you can comment, leave me reviews, tell me what I can work on, or how do I improve, or just, you know, just give me 5 stars or whatever you feel that the need to give me. It doesn't have to be 5, just whatever you feel. But let's keep growing this podcast and keep just, you know, talking about anime. Trying to line up some guests for this next month in July. Another review probably, and then some other stuff that I'm working through trying to give to y'all. But anyway, that's gonna be it for this week, and I will catch y'all next week. Peace.